Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Clock is moving down, moving though. We're down to 35 seconds left. Watson backs the throw. He's got time. Steps up in the pocket. Wheels it deep downfield, and it's bobbled, and it's incomplete. And they're going to say, what do we got? We have an interception by the Colts. Interception by the Colts. Kiki Cutie bobbled it, and then the ball tipped up in the air. Intercepted by Indianapolis, and it's Darius Leonard. Leonard comes up with a tip drill. The Maniac with the interception. The second INT of the ball game for the Colts, and that should do it.
I'm going to try and forget what you just told me.
Zolak and Bertrand. From our Town Fair Tire Studios, get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. That's where you can stream us, get all of our podcasts, including the hourly podcast of this show, or catch up with our In a Nutshell podcast each and every day.
Can you go back and listen to what was said during the breaks?
No, I don't think you can. Although that would be one hell of a podcast.
What'd you just tell him?
I can't tell you.
Is that what I texted?
Nope.
That's a keeper.
I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you the story tomorrow. How's that sound?
Oh, I got one for you too.
Something to look forward to. Okay.
I gotta have a doozy for you.
Okay, good. Okay. We have stories to share with each other tomorrow. Yesterday,
hey everyone, turn on Zolak and Bertrand. They're talking about stuff they're not going to talk about.
Yeah, tomorrow we will do that. Okay, so and yesterday the Bills were winners over the Dolphins. The Bills are now 5-1.
They struggled.
They did, but they won.
Yeah, but they won. Yeah,
they are now 5-1. Still very firmly in the playoff picture in the AFC. But the games that we were looking at yesterday were the Texans at Colts. And the Colts won. That's the sound of brain just exploding there. So mind blown.
Yeah, I mean, that's like here, you know, I'm finally starting to give the Texans respect. And you know, maybe this is their year where they're going to try and compete and win a division because Andrew Luck's not there. And then, you know, here are the Colts who lose to the Raiders by a ton of points at home a couple weeks ago. They're taking control of it. Brissett's playing his ass off right now. I almost fell off my bed last night at halftime.
Why?
Of the Sunday night game. Because you know how they do a little grab-ass session. So Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy and what's his name? The host. They go back and forth
Tirico?
Over all the games.
Mike Tirico.
Tirico. Thanks. And Rodney Harrison just blatantly just blurts it out. Jacoby Brissett's the best quarterback in the AFC right
now. Oh, Jesus. Why do these guys on national TV always say the most ridiculous, over-the-top statements like that?
Tell me somebody that's playing better than him right now, doing the way he's affecting his team. Like, your franchise walked away at the start of the year. And I'm happy for the Colts, because and these quarterbacks, him, Brady.
I could tell you. I mean, I watched the Ravens yesterday, and we'll get to that game.
Ravens are better than the Houston Texans now.
I'll tell you, Phil Perry has been very high on Lamar Jackson in recent weeks. I got to give it to him. Lamar Jackson played well yesterday, and he's better than I thought he was. He's better than I thought he was. I'm not talking about running the ball. I'm talking about throwing the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a game, man. It's going to be a hell of a game a couple weeks when we're down there. It's going to be Sunday night football. That place is going to be amped up, and how does he play against an athletic front that New England has with these linebackers? That's going to be a hell of a game. I'm with you on that, too. I think people don't give Jackson enough respect. He said, it's only a year and a half for this guy, and, it looks like he's grasping the position pretty well. He's got four games already through just a year and a half that pretty much has tied what Michael Vick has done as far as 100 yards and 150 through the air. He already has four of those, you know, to his, what do you call it? Resume. Resume, we'll call it.
Resume.
Put it on there. His resume.
But we're really going to say that Jacoby Brissett is the best quarterback in the AFC right now?
That. Come on. That's why
nobody believes that.
Right. No, nobody believes that.
You need to go out and win a game today. You're not picking Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback.
I just think that, you know, I think Rodney's one of the anti-Luck guys, too. And Colts. I think Rodney's got it for the Colts. And, you know, just Andrew Luck and the way that whole thing went down. But, hey, you got to look at Baltimore now and say you got to elevate them and put them above Houston. I think that was a bigger win to go in Seattle to fly, you know, 6 hours across the country. And Pete talked about it after the game that, hey, we knew he was going to run. We worked on this all week to defend him and to defend a run and look for it. He goes, we couldn't stop it. Could not stop it. That's a bigger win than the Colts win. I think the Colts at home. Because the Colts are a decent team. Seattle's riding high, man. You couldn't stop Seattle.
And the stats are so bad, too, in that game. I think he completed like 10 passes in the entire game. Lamar Jackson. And you come away and you're like, oh, he's okay. He's not bad. He's okay at quarterback. And they don't ask him to do much, which is why I think it works.
Don't kill him, right? You know, you don't got him throwing a ball 50. You know, if you're look how stupid the Bears are. You sit there and throw it 50 times with Trubisky, who's really not a good quarterback.
Oh, God, it wasn't even 10. It was 9. 9 of 20.
You know,
less than 50%. Less than 50% completion percentage. He threw for 143 yards. He averaged 7.2 yards per completion. And I came away going, you know what? He's okay. He's not terrible.
Yeah.
That's the way I looked at it yesterday. Is the way that he's able to run the ball does open things up for them in a huge way, though, because they get into, you know, they get into second and long, and all of a sudden he takes off and he can run. He's always a threat. It's always there. Always there. But anyway, go ahead. You were saying.
No, just that you know, go out and win. And that's what he's doing right now. And you just watch how excited that team gets around him. That's the biggest thing I took away, that, okay, he's our guy now. We know he's our guy. Let's rally around him. We know what he is. You know, he's not going to carry us when we're going to throw it 45, 50 times like some guys in this league. And, you know, there's a lot of things coming together in the league. Like even Green Bay is starting to put it together with Rodgers and LaFleur. And Rodgers is doing this with a bunch of his guys being down. You know, 5 touchdowns, over 400 yards. I mean, that was a hell of a day for him. Quietly, the Saints continue to win football games, you know, with Teddy Bridgewater. You're now allowing Drew Brees to make sure he's protected and make sure that thumb's strong before he comes back. You know, you get the news on Mahomes over the weekend. You know, maybe it's 3 weeks. See, I don't think it's going to be 3 weeks. I think it's going to be longer than 3. You can't ruin that kid.
I don't know. They're talking about bringing him back sooner than 3 weeks, which I think is insane.
That's stupid.
A dumb idea. Their division is in no way at risk right now.
Like, I know they dodged the bullet, you know.
I don't think
remember when Gronkowski went down to Denver and we thought it was the end of the world? Looked like he has knee caved in and like, oh, it's just a bruise. What? You know, what was he back? 2 weeks? But he still wasn't the same when he came back too. So
yeah, but I mean,
be careful with that.
They've got a 2-game lead in the division, and they I'm sorry.
They have to come to grips with giving away the number one seed.
Yeah, that's what I would come to grips with.
Embrace that.
Worry about winning your division. Worry about winning the division, which they shouldn't be worried about losing. I mean, because there are no threats in that division. I'm sorry. I'm not taking the Raiders as a real threat. So
Raiders are not a real threat.
I don't think they are.
A stupid quarterback like Carr extended. Now, that's not the first time David Carr did that fumble through the end zone thing. So he hasn't learned from that.
Get your guy right and get ready for the stretch run. Get ready for the last, you know, 6 weeks of the season. Get ready for the playoffs. Get ready for that. Get him healthy.
I'd get him ready for the New England game so he could come here and play in case you have to come back here in the playoffs. So, you know, something you can rely on. Hey, we played well in that game, or we did this in the game, or we couldn't do this. Something you need to change. I'd get him ready for New England because that's really your test. Yeah, it's you and the Chiefs still, I think. I really do. Even with this injury, you know, the Chiefs' ability to go out there and still pound Denver the way they did on Thursday night on a short week, that was an impressive win for them. So they're still there. They're going to be there in the end. Yeah, you know, we got to just keep an eye on Baltimore here, see what they do.
I can't help but think, as I watch this entire league, as I watch everybody in the National Football League, I keep coming away with this. The Patriots are the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Even with their issues, even with their deficiencies, the guys that we think they need to go out and trade for, the positions that they need to improve, and the injuries that they've dealt with, I keep coming away thinking the Patriots are still the best team in this league. I feel that way. And
yeah, I talked to somebody down here that they're chuckling at everybody's rooting for the Jimmy versus Tom Super Bowl. Oh,
great.
See, the Niners game, they're undefeated. They
great.
Said,
Patriots will win that one.
This team will blow their doors off.
Because yeah. I look, the Packers have gotten off to a good start. Terrific.
Yeah.
You're buying that team? There's no one. I want to believe in another team. I so badly want to find another team to believe in.
They didn't play yesterday, and again, you come away from another Sunday still knowing that they're the best team.
It might That's be, good. You know what, Zoe, the Saints won again yesterday. And the fact that they've shown a little bit of resiliency through losing their quarterback to still be 6-1.
Oh.
You know, maybe that's a team.
Good point, Beetle.
Maybe that's a team that we can look at and say, hey, they came off a horrible ending to their year last year, and now they're 6-1, and that is even with losing their quarterback and getting by with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, and they should probably make sure Drew Brees is right to get that hand as strong as it is before he comes back, right?
Yeah. They've won 5 in a row.
With that.
Yep. They're on a roll. That might be the team to believe in the NFC. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up next. Open phone lines. You want to grab one? And Read and React is coming your way at 11:36. You don't want to miss that. Pats and Jets tonight.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Clock is moving down. Moving though. We're down to 35 seconds left. Watson backs the throw. He's got time. Steps up in the pocket. Wheels it deep downfield. And it's bobbled and it's incomplete. And they're going to say, what do we got? We have an interception by the Colts. Interception by the Colts. Kiki Cutie bobbled it. And then the ball tipped up into the air. Intercepted by Indianapolis. And it's Darius Leonard. Leonard comes up with a tip drill. The maniac with the interception. The second INT.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Monday morning, you showed the fight. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First, you love me, then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way. I got nothing but love for you.
617-779-0985. Patriots have been told no on O.J. Howard. Bucks said, no, we're not trading that guy. That's one trade rumor. Emmanuel Sanders going on the trade block in Denver. That's another guy the Patriots could be going after. Let's get back to your calls. Alex is in Canton today. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, so I got a trade for you. Stephon Gilmore, Michael Bennett, for Austin Hooper and a fourth-round pick from Atlanta.
All right, wait. Who is it with Bennett? It was Bennett?
The tight end, Hooper.
Who? You want to trade
Gilmore?
Gilmore?
Oh, yeah.
No, he said Bennett.
He said Stephon Gilmore.
You're trading.
No, you didn't say Stephon. Hang up.
Hold on. Are you sure you said that correctly? Just repeat that one more time.
Say Stephon Gilmore?
Stephon Gilmore?
Steph Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
Steph.
Oh, my God. I'd give him an extension right now.
Okay.
I'm serious. I bet you they give Gilmore.
We're gonna need you to go back and workshop that one a little more before you, and then we'll re-present that.
Oh man,
Call
don't
back.
Be annoying there.
Don't say
don't
Gilmore.
Be annoying that too.
We need you to work that a little more. That's okay. It's all right. It's a rough draft, but we're.
I thought he said Bennett and Hooper.
I didn't know who he had said it first. I'm like, no, he couldn't have said Gilmore.
Gilmore
I'm
like, and Bennett.
I really thought I had misheard him. I'm like, no, hold on a second. Who was that at first?
Gilmore, Bennett, and a pick.
And a fourth.
He likes our show, though.
That's okay.
It's a Canton guy. He's a good guy.
It's all right. I just need you to work through those details one more time and then call us back tomorrow, preferably, or the next day.
Just take a few plays off.
Yeah, take a breather. You got to drop Gilmore. We're not trading Gilmore in any of these scenarios.
Oh, my God.
That can't happen. Okay? Mike is in Worcester. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up, bud?
Stephon Gilmore, Jesus. Better be two first-round picks and Julio Jones included in that.
Do you know what? I don't know where I heard. Real quick, I don't know where I heard that over the weekend, but off the Ramsey trade, that Gilmore would probably command more than Ramsey because of the type of pro he is.
Absolutely. Like
because he's not a headache?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I was calling on Lamar Jackson. I'm saying you guys, he was 9 for 20, but, I mean, if you included the wide-open drops, that his tight end dropped 4 of them. One was a touchdown.
It was at least 3, right?
He had another 100 yards and a touchdown on his
Oh, yeah. No. We're not criticizing him.
It was at least 3 drops. Yeah, no, his numbers weren't good, but he played well.
No.
If you watch the game, he very much passed the eye test. That was our point, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
That his numbers don't tell the story.
I just say, I mean, I like the guy. I think they're definitely going to be around at the end.
Yeah. Phil Perry has been sort of in my ear about Lamar Jackson that I haven't been giving him enough credit. And he's right. Phil Perry was right about that. Yeah. I have not been giving that guy enough credit. He's much improved from where he was a year ago.
Stupid Phil.
Well, you know Phil. He's always grinding out watching film.
Right.
You know, we had a Sunday off. Could watch an entire game, start to finish. Watch Lamar Jackson. Not just a couple of highlights. It was nice. It was a nice little Sunday afternoon, Zoe.
Good for you.
How much of that game did you see?
Which one? The Baltimore?
Yeah.
Not a ton.
You had a travel day in there yesterday.
No. Yeah. We had my kids' game at noon, so I was running back and forth. Then we left in the afternoon, and we got down here in New York yesterday. So.
Okay.
I had two choices on the plane yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Hardy was traveling yesterday.
Giants game or NFL Network. Not Red Zone. Just NFL
Network.
It's like
those like random highlights they'll show you, right?
Yeah. Which I gotta say, NFL Network, watching it like in game, not the worst. But it's not Red Zone.
No, it's not, but it keeps you up to date with what's happening. It does. Especially when you have an awful game like the Giants and Arizona Cardinals on.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally agree with you. Hardy, you had an interesting trip, huh? You had some flight issues, right?
No, I didn't. You're one of the many people who got that wrong. It was not my flight. I wasn't going to Nashville. It was the gate next to me where they were looking for volunteers.
$2,000 in travel credit?
It was in LaGuardia, and they were looking for the gate next to me. They were looking for 9 volunteers to go tomorrow morning. Now, that flight wasn't leaving until 8:30 that night. And the woman's saying, like, you leave at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll give you a hotel and $200. And it wasn't just travel credit. She kept saying, or an Amex card.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, cash? And then it got up to $2,000 by the end?
I wanted to go up to the gate and ask.
Can I get on this flight and then volunteer?
Seriously. To find out, like, what the... Because a couple of people took it at, like, $700. So there were no biters at $200 and a hotel and a flight the next day. No takers. How about 3, 4, 5, 6, $700, a couple of people come up and take it. But they needed 7 more people.
Oh, man.
So they kept going up. And I wanted to know, the people who took it at $700, do they get the full amount?
I don't think so.
No.
So if you take it early, it's just like you're just...
It's like a game show.
Yeah, it's a
deal or no deal.
Yeah, you bailed.
So by the time I had to get on my flight, they still needed 4 more people.
And they ran how much?
$1,500 to get you in at 12:30 Saturday as opposed to call it, like 10:30 Friday night.
So a $1,500 Amex card for each of you. So if it were you and your wife, you'd each get $1,500 on
the
Amex
card. The two of you. Now...
That's $3,000.
People were saying on Twitter, it's like, no, it's just miles. And other people said, oh, no, I've been in airports where they offered it on an Amex.
And you heard them offer Amex?
They said at one point Amex, and they Every time they said it, they didn't say anything about miles. They said $1,500.
That means
hotel and flight
currency.
Tomorrow. And nobody. What's going on Nashville on a Friday night where you have to get down there for it?
I'd shorten my trip by a day. I don't care if it was a vacation.
Of course, especially
and
if there's two of you.
The $3,000.
$3,000 for the two of you. Go to the hotel across the street. You know, get a little funky with it. You know.
Yeah. Plus, wait, you're in a great city to begin with. You're in New York for the night.
Yeah.
You can do something fun there for the night to make up for it. Hey, we've got $3,000 and we're in New York. We'll start that Nashville trip tomorrow.
Yes.
It's not like you're in a terrible place.
You get down in Italiana joints and have like the feel, like down there, like old school Italian down in the Bronx.
Go to one of those authentic New York pizza joints, like Sbarro.
That's my favorite.
Get a slice of the stromboli.
Hey, fiddler on the roof.
Jeff is in Nashville. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Scott, I got something for you that you keep talking about, mentioning to Ian Eagle, whenever Dan Fouts is ready to go, you're ready. And yeah. Fouts is brutal. Don't get me wrong, but I think you're selling yourself short. I think, personally, you need to be the new Dandy Don Meredith, the third guy in on the booth on Monday nights. And you would be incredible. And now, on my actual, the take I had is, don't sleep on the 49ers defense. That line is
tough. Oh, no, they're good.
Unless somebody can run the ball on them to get them out of their pass rushing mode, they're going to be kind of tough to deal with. And unless you're playing from ahead, it will not be an easy game. I know, Zoe, you said they'd blow the doors off. I don't know about all of that. But anyway, Zoe, for the third man in on the booth on Monday night. Mm-hmm. I don't care who the other two are. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Thanks.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Which
put
part?
Booger back on the sideline.
You be
put
in,
Booger back in that mobile cart.
You being, you know? Dandy Don?
Yeah. Turn out the lights. That's it. Remember he used to sing that with Gifford?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dandy Don.
I don't think the cart went over so well with fans. I don't think the cart's a good idea.
Well, blocked a lot of fans.
Yeah. Not great for the views.
Car was stupid. That's an awful idea.
Steve on the Cape.
Awful idea.
What's up, Steve?
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment that about Lamar Jackson in that in the 2018 draft, he was selected, I think, number 32, and Patriots selected right in front of him, and they passed on him, and they took Sony Michel instead. Yep. And not only that, but I think they drafted the wrong back. I think the guy in that played for Georgia with them, Chubb, I think he's out in Cleveland now as a better back.
Yep.
But I just wanted to throw that in because, it, you know, when you look now, you got Brissett playing well for Baltimore. I mean, not Baltimore, Indianapolis. You got, the guy out in San Francisco, and we could have had Jackson. And, you know,
so Jackson, Garoppolo, and Brissett would still not be playing here. So you understand that part of it, right?
Well, I know. I understand that Belichick, Jackson is not Belichick's type of quarterback. Yeah, but I mean, still, but when he was there, I said to myself, my God, this kid is a real talent. Why don't they take him? But they didn't.
Well, it's then how do you use him, you know? And he's such a weapon. He's so athletic. Do you move him to a different position? Do you get him on the field with Brady? Part of that problem is I don't think Bill said it'd be worth the headache at that point. You know, and you decide, hey, you're all in with Brady right now.
Well, so I think that all these other guys having success.
To win Super Bowl. You know?
I think whether it be Jimmy or Jacoby, you watch these other guys have success, it should give you some level of confidence that when the time comes to find the next guy.
Yeah.
They'll just be able to do it.
Don't sell any of that short for those other two, too, with Garoppolo and Brissett from being here and learning how to understand offense, how to run a team, how to have the play clock, how to be well coached. And this is bigger than Bill, too. I think it's more Josh. You know, being behind Tom and understanding how Tom does things. How's Tom look at things? And if it's working, you apply it. And I guarantee a lot of them will attribute their time here to helping them to get off to a good start when they got their opportunities, like they both have, and they've run with it. 16-2. All three quarterbacks right now are 16-2. So it's pretty impressive.
Read and React is coming up next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's time to read.
Is that going to make this more or less embarrassing?
No.
And react.
What if Morgan Freeman were Canadian?
Oh, okay. Canadian prison.
With Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay.
Oh, Canadian prison.
Canadian prison.
That prison, eh, was a big prison. Hey, Hardy, that Brown Friday thing you did, is that like Black Friday?
It's Brown Friday for UPS.
Oh,
UPSjobs.com/Brown Friday.
That's awesome.
And now they just got extra sponsorship. Well, right here in Read and React.
Are you ready?
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Read. React.
Colts beat the Texans 30-23. Jacoby Brissett and the Colts are now 4-2. Here's their head coach, Frank Reich.
He's the man. We believed that from day one, and we've never wavered on our conviction, on our belief in Jacoby. But we all know he knew it, too. You still got to prove it. You still got to come in here and put the offense on your back, literally, for this game, and come up with and make the plays that he made to win this game. And he did that today.
Not literally. Figuratively, he did.
Yes.
Did he say literally?
He said literally put the offense on his back. Well, no.
No.
No. Bill Burr has a joke about this right now. He's pissed at millennials because he said, for whatever reason, why did you millennials take the word... It wasn't Bill Burr.
It wasn't Bill Burr. I've heard this too, though.
And put the offense on your back, literally.
No, not literally. He didn't put 10 guys on his back and stack them up.
It was Gary Gulman. Gary Gulman did this joke. Okay. I apologize. Gary Gulman in his new HBO special has this joke where he said, stupid millennials, you took the word literally and you were like, no, but it also means figuratively.
Right.
Like, why did you do that? What was the need to do that with that word? And now Frank Reich is doing it
butchered
too.
Gulman was on with Toucher and Rich this morning.
He was?
Yeah.
Was he here?
No, he phoned in.
Oh, he phoned in.
I love Gary Gulman.
Yes. Hey. It's HBO special. Very good.
All right, moving on. Here we go.
Read. React.
Ravens beat the Seahawks 30-16. Lamar Jackson had to change cleats multiple times during the game because of the rain. He was asked about it afterwards.
Really?
Yes.
The other ones I put in the scroll was like I was running slow. I'm getting caught by the linebackers. I got to go back to my original ones because ain't no way.
What was that? What?
I'm sorry?
The screws in the shoes. He put the screws in. He was getting caught by the linebackers.
But then
he said, ain't no way.
I got to go back to my original ones because ain't no way. Can't get caught by the linebackers.
Can't get caught by the linebackers. It's embarrassing.
Oh, okay. I got him. I got you.
I got him.
All right.
And then I got mad. You know, I'm like, bro, we stopping ourselves, and these cleats not helping me, so I got to go back to my originals. I'd rather slide, get some yards slide, than get caught, you know, from getting more yards.
There you go. All right, now it makes
That's
sense.
That's awesome.
You say rather slide than get caught? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. You'd rather slide, get some yards, slide, get down, so you don't get killed by them. That way you pick up some more yards that way instead of getting tracked down by them. Then you don't get hit.
And then you can't say that you were tracked down by a linebacker.
Correct.
Okay.
Read.
What's that redneck quarterback playing?
Oh, man.
They had a bye, right? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, they didn't play this week.
They didn't play. Yeah.
All right.
I can't see him play again.
They got the Dolphins next week.
Falcons lost to the Rams, 37-10. Atlanta head coach... For now, Dan Quinn in the post game.
I got to ask you, do you think you've lost the team?
Yeah, I understand why the question. It's a fair question, quite honestly.
Wait,
because
wait, boss.
Is it?
Who says that? Well, I understand why you're asking me that question. Who says that? Who calls that a fair question? What coach says that?
So offensive.
Well, I completely understand your question, and I think it's completely a legitimate question.
So, I think
there's a fair chance I have lost the locker room, and I can't be a leader of men.
Excellent question. I mean, like Brady on Saturday. Did you take a shot at the owner?
Oh, great question, Housley.
Excellent question, Dan.
Yes, I can see why you said it. Now that you think about it, I believe I have lost the team.
I think I did.
I thought we were just losing games. I lost the team. Son of a gun.
Yeah, I understand why the question. It's a fair question, quite honestly, because you spend most of your time trying to, you know, connect and get the team to play like we're capable of. And so the answer I would say is no. But why am I, you know, the disbelief at times of not playing like we're capable of, that can be very frustrating.
Oh, God.
He does talk like Pete Carroll, too, doesn't he? He really did go to the school of Pete.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got it all down, man.
It's just disbelief.
Go Hawks.
1-6, go Matt Hawks. Ryan's hurt.
Start trading the pieces away, please.
There you go.
So he left the game in a walking boot, correct? I think Matt Ryan.
It's a high ankle, right?
I'd go to the next guy. Just figure out what you have. You see the amount of people in the stands?
That poor Mercedes-Benz, it was like half empty.
Yeah. Good God. Gorgeous stadium. Nobody wants to show up to see him.
What do you mean by go to the next guy, by the way, Zell?
Just play the next guy.
Who is the next guy?
Matt Schaub?
What? You know, I got chirped last week. Oh, Matt Ryan threw 4 touchdowns. What do you got now to say, loser?
No, but what do you mean by that? Like,
what's he done since 28-3?
You mean, like, in general, move on from Matt Ryan? They're not moving on from Matt Ryan.
Of course they're not.
You don't mean, like, get a new quarterback.
No, not right now. I said,
but
with
your 1-6, what are you going
to? Oh, you're saying shut him down because there's no point in trying to get him.
He's in a walking boot.
Right.
Shut him down. Go to the next guy.
Okay.
Okay.
For next week. All right.
And retool.
Okay. Got it.
No, you're not moving on from Matt Ryan, but I would retool how maybe you build your team around him.
Yeah, no, I get you.
All right.
It makes sense.
Tell him step it up.
Che dopo quella besciamella facciamo la bagno Maria. Facciamo il bagno Maria, no?
React. Maria, take a bath.
Literally. Sunday Night Football. Cowboys beat the Eagles 37-10. Doug Peterson asked about his guarantee last week.
Do you regret voicing your confidence earlier in the week?
Nope, do not. Just felt like, you know, I had a lot of confidence in this football team. A lot of trust, a lot of faith in the guys. Had a good week of preparation. And after a game like this, we all have to kind of step back, look in the mirror, especially myself. It starts with me. And this is one of those games that, you know, I take personal from that standpoint. We didn't play well, and that's personal on me, so I got to get that.
Ooh. Accountability.
But about that guarantee, you said you were going to win.
Earlier in the week?
Nope. Do not.
Not one bit.
Not nothing.
Not even with hindsight? Even a little bit?
Don't you feel a little foolish now?
Earlier in the week?
Nope.
Did you think you were going to maybe even possibly lose the game?
Earlier in the week?
Nope.
Okay, then. Guess just keep rolling with that, then.
Will you be making any more guarantees this season?
Earlier in the week?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's probably a good idea.
I think that's probably fine.
Yep.
Fine.
Probably a good idea for you.
All right. Finally, Jerry Jones, post-game, asked about Amari Cooper. Here's what Jerry Jones had to say after the game.
You brought up Cooper. When are you going to pay him?
Well, I'm going to pay everybody. I may be calling on my friend.
Huh? I may be what?
He's gone.
I can't understand him half the time.
I may be calling on my friend.
Calling on
I just
my
like
friend?
The wacky rubdown fest that every time he holds court, everybody's like,
you're so funny, Jerry.
We have cash issues to pay Amari Cooper. He's got to call his friends.
Well, how much pie's left, Jim?
Who's his friend? Who's his friend?
There's a salary cap. I don't. What are you going to do?
What friend?
Call friends in the National Football League. Let him pay everybody.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like his banker friends? What?
I don't know.
I don't think I can.
Taking out a loan?
He's trying to make a funny.
Taking out like a stadium equity loan on on AT&T Stadium. What is this?
But everyone's going to laugh regardless.
I may be calling on my friend.
I don't get it. Funny.
It's the same guy every
it's
week.
It's not even that's the part. It's not funny. We're just going to laugh.
It's like
laugh.
He works for the Cowboys or something, too. He's playing.
Well, Cooper, when are you going to pay him?
Well, I'm going to pay everybody.
This is worse than those old 70s shows when they like inject the laughter into those sitcoms.
Jerry Jones laugh track of the week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Capito, ma noi a casa di solito facciamo bagno Maria.
That's so Italian.
Patriots sign him yet? Put him on the practice squad already.
I'd have spaghetti and meatballs the first day.
Yeah. Bring him in already. Get him on the team. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Patriots getting ready for their game against the New York Jets that's coming up tonight on Monday Night Football. Thought on that coming up next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
New one.
Yeah, it'll be dead in a year.
We're gonna kill this song, aren't we? Yeah, literally, another one is gonna bite the dust.
Beetle, that's funny. Hit that. Hey,
617-779-0985. Patriots and Jets tonight. Hey. Tony in New Hampshire has a thought on this game tonight and which way it's going to go. Tony.
Hey, why is everybody riding the Dallas Cowboys and the Packers after winning two weak-ass teams in this game last night? They weren't even competitive. Everybody is talking the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and they now all of a sudden they're all Super Bowl contenders after they did nothing but beat weak ass teams. They make Dak Prescott look like, you know, the second coming of John Unitas after beating a weak ass Philly team.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing from last night too, is like Philly's not who we thought they were or who we want them to be. Even with Wentz back, you know, they got issues. They lost guys. They're not the same team that they have been. I'll go in on the Packers. I mean, Rodgers is playing pretty well.
Listen to me. Even the Packers played a Raiders team who couldn't cover a Papuana team down the field last night. I mean, that was legitimately Aaron Rodgers just picked them apart. I mean, these guys don't. Yeah, how they even on a professional roster is insane.
What'd you think on tonight's game?
That's crazy.
What do you think about tonight's game? Your subject line said tonight's game.
What do I think?
Yeah,
I think everybody thinks Sam Darnold is going to come in and save the New York Jets. The Patriots are going to blow them out by about 30 points. Well, I mean, it's not even going to be close, man.
I don't think the Patriots will score 30.
30 feels like a lot.
I think Patriots cover tonight.
I do too.
I think this game's going to be close to the beginning, and that's right, like 23-13, 24-13, somewhere in there. Like, my God, now all of a sudden, since Sam Darnold and the Jets beat the Cowboys, they're like world beaters down here. Defense isn't saying anything. They're not even addressing Darnold's context of what he said the other day, where, you know, well, they got a weakness. They're beatable. We just got to attack that weakness. So they, a couple guys, even guys like McCourty, say, yeah, we're not going to comment on a weakness yet till after the game. So don't tell me they're not going to use that as bulletin board material down here. Of course they are. How are the Jets going to score? Patriots have done a really good job over the years defending Le'Veon Bell. They really have. He's got a unique running style. It's that slide kick, and then boom, then he goes. It's sort of that zone blocking scheme that teams like to run, teams like Denver, teams like San Francisco. And I think you're going to bottle him up. You take Gilmore, you put him on Anderson, Robbie Anderson, negate him, double down everybody else. Play some more of that 1-0. Blitz him. Go get this kid. Hit this kid early.
Yeah, I think they're going to be out for a little bit of pain tonight for Sam Darnold after those comments.
Yeah. I wouldn't run my mouth in week two.
I don't think he ran his mouth. I think they're just going to take what he said and twist it into something more.
My God, if they thought Buffalo was disrespect, this is at least coming from a quarterback.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to twist that into something more than what it was by him simply saying the Patriots' defense is beatable. He might be wrong about that, but what is he supposed to say?
No, it's exactly how your quarterback's supposed to think.
They're unbeatable?
He's not supposed to say it.
Oh, they're unbeatable. We can't beat them, and therefore we shouldn't even play the game. We're not going to show up Monday night because we can't win. They're unbeatable. Of course, everybody's supposed to believe the other team is beatable.
Right. Look at Brady. He does it. It's like, hey, that's going to be a really good challenge for us. I didn't say, hey, you know, this team's beatable, or we're going to beat them. It's a hell of a challenge for us.
Mike is in South Boston today on the Patriots going into the trade market. What's up?
How you doing, guys? I wanted to touch on the Jets. Hello, the Pats Jets game, 27-17 to me, if you ask me. The Jets always play as decent no matter what time of the year, who's playing quarterback.
Hey, I'm not Sam Darnold played play. Last year. He lost 38-3.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who we play. The Pats are going to take them out, 27-17. I wanted to run a trade talk about you guys because I think it makes sense for both teams. I was wondering what you guys think about packaging Bennett up with all the drama that he's got with the D coach. Packing him up with maybe a couple of picks, and maybe get Chris Harris and Emmanuel Sanders. You know, it's to me, you get rid of three things. You get rid
why
of
why do you need Chris drama. Harris? Why do you need Chris Harris, and why do you want to try and make his money fit?
I just think it couldn't hurt to have him going into the playoffs, have another experienced cornerback. And then you never know what the Patriots, I highly doubt and I pray that they don't get rid of Gilmore. But with all that Ramsey talk about like him getting two first rounders, like what they could possibly get for him.
All right. Chris Harris is a corner. You just talked about Ramsey who got two first rounders. Chris Harris is on a deal with a cap hit over $12 million. The Patriots are not getting Chris Harris. Not happening. As like a throw in. Sorry.
No.
Why would the Broncos want Bennett?
No idea. Huh. No idea why they would want Bennett in that deal.
See, that's the biggest problem, too. Now you say a team
none
like
of that,
Atlanta.
None of that trade, not a single part of that trade proposal makes sense. None of it. Except
now, whether
for
it's Foster or
except
it's for new the, out of Atlanta, why would they want Bennett?
Except for the Patriots getting Emmanuel Sanders. It's the only part that makes sense in that deal. That makes sense. Yeah, exactly. I know that that's been brought up in the Atlanta deal, unless they think that Bennett has something to offer them beyond just this year. So that's the only reason I could think that they want him for next year, too.
I get Sanders, you know, you trade draft pick, and I think you keep Bennett and hope for the best with him, and maybe he comes around here at the end and he makes a couple big plays for you.
Noontime hour is here, 617-779-0985. We're talking about tonight's game. Also talking about Brady with his Netflix cameo that he made on a new show with Paul Rudd. The context of that, the full context of that. We'll tell you what that was from over the weekend. We'll do that coming up in 90 seconds.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create, you know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this. I understand the background of it. And
have you seen it?
Context. Yes, I have.
You see that?
Seen the context.
And that's what it was about?
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? Could you not?
That's what we do try to do.
Tom Brady on Saturday. Dan Housley from Channel 7 doing the questioning. He didn't love Dan Housley being there asking those questions. Finally got to a point where he just flat out asked the other members of the assembled media to start asking questions. Did you catch that part? Did you hear that part? I know that you guys had busy weekends. Did you actually hear that, though, when he asked for other questions?
No.
Somebody else asked me something, anything else.
Oh, it's
where was Reese? What'd Reese do?
Anyone else got any questions?
Yeah. Anyone else got any other questions? Please.
Get the stick out of here. Yeah.
Because Dan Housley was ready to have he was having a one-on-one question after question after question about Brady's cameo on a Netflix show with Paul Rudd, Living With Yourself. Which popped up, the clip first surfaced on Friday night, which, without knowing the full context of the show, you see the clip in and of itself, and you're like, what?
You go, oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That can't be Tom. Wait a minute. Something happened here. Right.
You see the clip, yeah. And the clip is Tom Brady walking out of a spa, a top pop. He walks out of the spa. And he walks to his vehicle, and Paul Rudd's character asks him if, you know, Tom Brady looks at him and says, "Is it?" Well, actually, we'll just play it for you. Why am I explaining it? This is stupid.
First time?
Uh-huh. You?
Six.
That's Brady in front of Top Happy Spa is the name of the spa. In a strip mall with a sign on the building, which apparently Tom Brady would not have been able to see because the scene was shot with green screens when he shot the
scene.
Here's
my thing. Did he okay the script, or did he okay the video? Did he see that Top Happy Spa or whatever that sign that was written in Japanese letters? Was that shown to him?
I don't know if it was Japanese, but
that look or whatever it was. I mean,
I don't know, but I don't think it really matters because.
Oh, I think it does. Because, I mean, if he's really thinking, hey, I did this cloning video and I didn't see, like, I read the script. I was fine with the script, and I'll take the, what, 500G for my hour and a half that I gave him of filming it. And I don't know if he got paid that, but I'm sure it's in that neighborhood or north of that. Yeah, I'll take that. And, okay, yeah, I'm good with the script.
You really think he got that kind of money for this?
I don't think he got $500,000 for that for the budget on that show. No. For one line? No.
No.
It's not a product endorsement. It's a cameo in a TV show.
Yeah. No, I don't believe he got that. And I also can understand that he didn't know what the sign would look like, but I don't think the sign is all that damning in all of this.
I think the pulling up to a strip mall, I think it is. Like, I think that's what people that's what you assimilate.
Well, right? The spa is not.
How about this?
He knew it was a spa. I mean, he knew that it was a spa and knew that it was
a cloning, whatever. Yeah.
Well, no. He knew it was a spa. Let's not try and dance around that. I've watched the show. The spa is very central to the plot of the show.
Okay.
And it's not some sort of one-off scene with a spa involved. It's something that's heavily involved in the central plot of what is going on in the show, which is that this spa is where someone he knows refers him there. He goes there. He has to go back there again later on in the show. It's not something that just pops up in one scene. It's throughout the entire course of the show. In fact, there are multiple jokes made about the spa visit before and after the spa visit. And here are some of those jokes.
Okay, okay. Hey, hey, you really want to know my secret?
No.
I went to a spa.
Your secret is you paid for a hand.
No, not that kind, okay? It was like this cleanse. Full mind, body, soul. You have to be recommended by a previous client. It is highly exclusive.
Highly exclusive. You have to know someone who's gone there before to get invited into the spa to get services at this top secret spa.
See, now that's Rudd and another actor. That's not Brady.
Right, exactly. Brady's not in that scene. No. Right. Here's the part where Rudd has to go back later on. This is later on where they go to the spa. They're banging on the door at the spa to get back in after the fact.
On. If you're that desperate, I'll give you a job.
Sir? Please.
Okay, so there's another guy outside the spa making jokes about what's going on inside the spa. So it comes up a bunch of times throughout the course of the show. And they play off the, like, you know, Asian spa stereotype in the show. Because
I got you.
Then Paul Rudd goes into the spa, and he goes in, and here are the two guys that greet him.
Cucumber water?
Was that Tom Brady outside?
Sorry, client confidentiality is our number one priority. You were referred by
Dan Granum. I work with him.
Ah, yes. Did he tell you about Top Happy the process?
Like,
it's Top Happy.
It's pretty prevalent throughout the show. So, green screen, no green screen, that turned out to be ridiculously irrelevant. Although Brady mentioning it is good for him to get people all confused about what the hell had actually happened. And hey, by mentioning that it was mentioning that it was film, it was written 4 years ago, mentioning that it was agreed to a year ago. Why didn't he mention when it was filmed? Because the producer did. The producer, in fact, is on record in an interview that was published on Friday, in which the producer, Timothy Greenberg, said, yeah, when the Robert Kraft incident happened, we actually thought we were going to lose the Brady cameo. We thought that Brady was going to back out and not do the cameo. And then we were really happy, and I'm paraphrasing, and I'll get you the exact quote, but they were happy when Brady decided to still show up and do the cameo, despite the very public Robert Kraft incident in Florida. So they thought when that happened, they were like, oh, the optics of this will look bad for him. So we're guessing he's going to back out. And then he didn't. Because no one advised him to, and the producers were thinking, he's probably going to back out.
We have one clue that says when it was filmed.
What is it?
Six.
Oh, it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We know that.
That's one clue.
Yeah, well,
right.
Right. At the very least, it was after the Super Bowl.
If you really want to get down to the details.
No, because I've heard people say it was before. It was like last year. That's why.
Yeah.
No, it's not last year. ESPN said it this morning, too. It was filmed last year. It was written 4 years ago, filmed last year. No.
Nope, couldn't have been.
You can't film six until after it.
Just there's no point in doing it. I don't understand why he's doing this anyway. What are you doing a cameo on a TV show
and again,
for in the first place?
You're right, Hardy. If this is this new agency that he signed on with to make him global and do these kind of things, get rid of him. It's bad for it.
During the waiting period, because they're talking about the waiting period between when they got Grady... They got Brady to agree. It says, luckily, Greenberg, this is Refinery 29's story on the cameo that was published before all this news broke, before the clip was online on Friday, before all this hubbub, if you will, Hardy. Luckily, Greenberg could, and once he had written Brady into the script, executive producer Jeff Stern reached out to the football star's agent and his publicist. Brady was interested, but it was football season, so they reached out last football season to see if they could get him involved. So we were waiting and waiting and waiting for the Patriots to finish their run, and then sure enough, they won again. Greenberg is a long-suffering Jets fan, he says, of the Patriots' 2019 Super Bowl win. During this waiting period, news also broke that had them convinced they were going to lose Brady. Patriots owner Robert, by the way, they put in 2018 Robert Kraft was charged. It's 2019.
Wrong.
It was factual thing that needs to be corrected in this story. It says, but during the waiting period, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged with soliciting a sex worker at a day spa in a strip mall. Quote, that looked almost exactly like what we were shooting. Like, I would have used it as a reference photo, Greenberg admits. So we're like, all right, this is clearly not going to happen now. In the end, it did. After the Patriots won, Greenberg, Rudd, and the crew headed up to Boston to shoot the cameo in a parking lot. Paul and I were talking football with him for a good hour, Greenberg says. It was really super cool, and again, I'm a Jets fan, so I had mixed feelings, but he's also the greatest quarterback of all time. Greenberg still doesn't know why the GOAT agreed to do his show, and he's fine with never knowing. That's what he said.
So by the reports, when was this shot? What month?
I saw one that said it happened sometime in the spring, locally here.
I saw one that said August.
Like May or June? Yeah. Like sometime around the same time that the story was... What month did the story break? It may have been right around the same time.
I think it was April, right, when the story broke?
What story? The Kraft stuff?
So it was like...
February. No, it was the end of February. It broke when I went down. Yes, it did.
Did it really? Was it that early?
I went to Florida after the Super Bowl, if you remember, when I was down there, because I went to visit my dad, went down there, and it was the end of that week when it broke. Yep.
Yeah, February 25th. So Brady would have had to have filmed it between the Super Bowl, the first week of February, and February 25th for him to have said the word sixth. That's a real tight window that he would have had to have filmed that. Yeah, no.
Exactly. It was Friday of school vacation week.
There you go. So yeah, it was right.
Arcan and Ted Johnson were hosting. It broke during our show.
February 22nd, I'm looking at here, was the date.
That Friday.
Yeah, okay. So that's what, 3 weeks after the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
3 weeks. So he would have had a 3 week window to film that between the end of the Super Bowl to say he had won it six times and that happening. 3 week window to have been, you know, to have done it beforehand. That's just not.
Well, the story was they came up to Boston, correct?
Yes.
So he didn't just bolt and go to Montana or out on the West Coast immediately.
No, there's
after the Super Bowl.
Boston, leaves on the trees. Everything is green. This is springtime, summertime.
It looks spring.
Maybe right around the time he put his home up for sale. I'm just, you know, connecting a few other dots here. He either was woefully unaware of what was going on and didn't take the time, neither he nor his representation, to read what was going through it, or he just didn't care. He just didn't care.
I mean, because he went to speak with Robert about this to support him. I don't know what airport that was at, but I think it was out in L.A. Like I remember them having a meeting or something, like right there in the tarmac. Like he went to see Robert to voice his support for him. And he's upset that this is tied together to it. But when you watch it initially, I'm like, how could you not think that?
Let's get to your calls coming up next. 617-779-0985. Sit tight. We'll be right with you.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create. You know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.